Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning. Good morning. How many of you have heard the word power and patience used at the same time? Probably not terribly often, right? Usually when people say be patient, it sounds like a punishment, right? It sounds like something that takes your power away from you. Oh, I got to sit quiet and behave myself. Now what am I going to do? Well, patience is an amazing thing to do. And it takes in a lot of different factors of how we operate on a spiritual level in relation to our physical body. Yes, every one of us is spirit. We're not our physical body. Our physical body is actually our creation for us to come through, to create through, to communicate through. And so what we're learning is how, as spirit, to allow a patience in the body for relating to us. So it goes both ways. Have you ever had that impatience, like, I know I could do this instantly? And that's correct. You can. You are spirit, and for you there's not a limit of time and space. But you at the present inhabit a physical body. I can see you, and you can look in the mirror and see yourself. You have a body. And that body requires patience. It requires the experience of time and space, and being in the present is where the body operates. So you can be all over the place and do things instantly, but the body requires time. It requires space. And so you have to learn how to deal with that. And that's one of the reasons we have time and space on this planet, so that you will learn how to deal with it before you feel your own power, before you experience how incredibly much power you have as spirit. If things were set up differently on this planet without time and space, every thought you had would manifest instantly. Kind of scary when you think back on some of the thoughts that you've had. Not only that, but I think miracles are great, but I don't ever recommend them. Do you know what a miracle is? It's something that happens instantly. It doesn't require the time and space. And I like to use the example of when Jesus healed a man who'd been blind since he was born. And after that, Jesus went on to do whatever else he was going to do. But this man had to go to court. And his parents had to go to court. And they had to justify the fact that he had been blind all these years and now he could see. So remember, although the healing was a miracle, there was a lot of follow-up. Now, when we are living in the physical world, we get frustrated with having to be patient, don't we? Impatient to grow up, impatient to cross the street, impatient for somebody to show up, just impatient. How much time and energy do you waste on impatience? Ooh, just think of what you could do with all that energy if you spent it some other way besides being impatient. You could, while you're standing there waiting to cross the street, look around and see some beautiful things. Or you could look at the sky and see the stars one evening. There's so many things that we can experience in life that are really beautiful and exciting if we're not busy being impatient. Now, I want to teach you two things today that can assist you more than any things I know to help you be patient. And it connects you, the spirit, with your physical body. And of course, then your body with you. So you begin to harmonize more and more, which is something that you have to relearn in every lifetime, how to get along with your body. So I want you to take a nice deep breath, and we're going to start with what is called grounding. So if you can just put your feet flat on the floor and your hands in your lap, and sit back in your chair, and then close your eyes. And I ask you to close your eyes because it helps you tune in to you because we're very visual and we go right through our eyes to whatever we're seeing. So just take some nice deep breaths and relax your body. Just get a sense of your body sitting on the chair, your feet on the floor. Be aware of your breathing. Be aware of your heartbeat. In other words, be aware of what's happening in the moment for you. Now, grounding is just like the electrical ground. We are an electrical energy system, both the body and spirit. And so we need that just as much as the electrical wires running through our houses do to be safe. So that grounding ideally is going to connect with an energy center that's near the base of your spine. The energy center is a chakra, for those of you who are familiar with that term. So I want you to visualize, create a flow of energy from that first chakra near the base of your spine and let it go through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord reaches the center of the earth. Take some nice deep breaths and just keep letting energy flow between your first chakra, your body, and the center of the earth. It takes some time to learn this technique and use it effectively, but it's one that can be used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It will change your life because it puts you, the spirit, in charge of your physical body and your physical creativity. It makes you able to be safe in your body and to better communicate and work with the body. Just be aware of your body right now as you ground. Different people feel different things as they begin to use this technique. Some feel great. Oh, this is wonderful. Thank goodness you're back. Others say, go away. I've been doing just fine in my state of being spacey and impatient. It's a learning process like any relationship. Now, when you find yourself being so impatient as you're waiting to cross the street, take a moment and ground. And before you know it, it'll be time to cross the street. Bring your attention back to you and to your body, back to what your experience is. All right, take a nice deep breath. But I want you to be aware of the fact that you, the spirit, are learning to be patient with your body by taking the time to ground your energy and vitality through that body. And when you do this, you bring great power into your body. You are the power. You are the light and life of the body. And by grounding the energy through the body, you are allowing yourself to take charge, to make safe, to create what you want instead of just what the body wants. All right, now I want to teach you another thing. I've been talking to you about how you are spirit, you are spirit, you are spirit. Would you like to meet yourself? Some of you don't really know yourself yet. Some of you do. But it's important to ground before you enter the body because you have tremendous power. The body has a limited amount of power and a certain level of it. It's much lower than the level of energy that you, the spirit, possess. So I want you to enhance your grounding. Just close your eyes again, tune into you, and allow your grounding to flow. Put your attention on it. Let it flow from your first chakra to the center of the earth. Take some nice deep breaths and let the body adjust to being grounded, because it is a change for the body. And I want you to be aware of you. You're going to perceive yourself, or you can perceive yourself, as a bright spark of light. And that bright spark of light is you. You're part of the divine force. You have amazing abilities. So allow that bright spark of light to come to the top of your head. Just sit there on the top of your head for a minute. And if you're quiet and turn within, you'll begin to feel it and experience it. You might just feel a warmth or a tingling on the top of your head. And this area on the top of your head is a great place to own, because it's where you connect with your body. Now allow that brilliant light that's you to slowly and comfortably come in to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. This is where ideally we want to sit or abide in the body. It's the sixth chakra. It's our neutral space. It's a place where we can operate as spirit without being overwhelmed by our body. Take some nice deep breaths. Let the body adjust. Let yourself be aware of the body surrounding you. Let the body be aware of you in your head. Once again, the body might rebel, or it might be totally relieved. It depends on your experience. The most dramatic experience I had with somebody learning to come into her head was a lady who wasn't grounded, and she came into her head and fell off of her chair. She went on to study for a couple of years and changed a lot of things in her life. For one, being able to sit in a chair. Take some nice deep breaths. Let your body relax. Enhance your grounding anytime you feel uncomfortable. Your grounding is the foundation. You, in the center of your head, is the light and life of your body. Breathe in, breathe out. I'm going to give you just a moment to use these two meditation techniques to be patient. We are so busy with all the things we need to do, all the places we go. We rush around doing things. And of course, our wonderful electronics are always with us, and you can always watch the news. In fact, you get so you have to always watch the news. Take a nice deep breath and experience you. Be patient with the needs of your body, because one of its needs is peace and quiet. I always like to think of patience as the ability to manipulate time and space. And that's a pretty cool superpower. Breathe in, breathe out. Experience patience within yourself. On planet Earth, physical things require time. Experience your patience that gives you the power to be here and be focused. Be aware of how much power you retain when you focus, when you allow patience. One of the problems that people have with meditation is they don't have the patience. It requires being still, focusing on yourself. When there are dishes that need to be washed and bills that need to be paid, breathe in, breathe out, and use your grounding to let go of those things you're being impatient about. We usually think of patience in relation to our daily lives. How about patience in a bigger picture, longer term level? Patience for whole societies to wake up. Patience for a spiritual message to get across. Take a moment and allow yourself to have a broader spectrum of patience and the power that it brings when we have it. How many things are lost or not developed because there wasn't the patience? I just saw a report about a man, I think it was in UK, who has built a machine that he can put on himself, and he's like the Iron Man, and he can fly. I thought, wow, Buck Rogers, here we are. That took patience on his part to develop it, because it went through all kinds of stages. It took a long time to get something that actually worked. He sees it as entertainment, but they're already using it for rescuing people. Take a nice deep breath. What have you lost because you didn't allow your own patience? Just tune into one thing that you may have passed by because you were not patient. Oh, I don't have time for that. I don't want to wait for that. You may have missed out on something. Take a moment and use your grounding to help you release from your body interference to being patient. I know here in the modern day we're used to being constantly entertained. Take a moment, be patient, and entertain yourself. communicate with you instead of everything outside of you. Again, focus on your grounding and being in the center of your head, and then have a conversation between you, the spirit, and your body. Lots of times, we don't slow down enough to know what's truly happening within us. I'm afraid. If you know that, you can respond. I'm happy. Same thing. You can enhance that. Take some nice deep breaths, and I'll give you just a moment for this conversation with yourself. You have all of your answers within you, so when you allow yourself the patience to ground and center and communicate spirit and body, you will find those answers. Patience can bring you all that you are seeking. All right, remember to breathe. Important for the body. Now, we'd like to communicate with one of the great teachers during this time. And today, I've decided to have us communicate with somebody we don't talk to as often, and that's Buddha. Buddha learned about patience. Buddha started out as a prince. He had everything in the world on a material level. He was married and so forth. And he had a spiritual awakening, and so he went to the other extreme of his existence and became not just poor but without anything. He was drinking water from a river and eating grass and living with a community that didn't believe in having anything. Fortunately, he had patience with himself, and after a period of time of deprivation, he decided that wasn't enlightenment either. And so he became more balanced and allowed a balance between spirit and body. And that's when he became awakened, enlightened. He got to know himself, and he began to share his information with others. And as we know, a great deal has grown from that. But Buddha had patience. He had the patience to live through his life lessons. Do you ever get frustrated with your life lessons? Oh my gosh, I wish this was over. I know I have. And if things aren't going the way we want them to, we definitely can fall into the impatience. So let's take a moment and be grounded and centered and say hello to this beautiful soul that we know as Buddha. That's right, you can talk to any great soul at any time. Just say hello. You may not even have communicated with this soul before. Say hello and just allow yourself to receive a healing from this beautiful soul, Buddha, to assist you with your patience. What is it we say? This too shall pass, whatever it may be, whether it's painful or joyous. Take some nice deep breaths and thank Buddha for the information, for the assistance, and let go. Breathe in, breathe out. Keep doing that. It's very beneficial for your body. The body can do without water and food for a long time, but it cannot do without oxygen. And when you begin to meditate, sometimes you become so focused on yourself, the spirit, you forget your breathing. So put your attention on that, and it can help the body be comfortable as you begin to meditate. A lot of people stop meditating because they scare themselves. They stop breathing. And the body says, I'm not going to do this. This is terrible. So keep breathing. Now allow yourself to be in the present moment. And the easiest way to do that is to tune into your body, because the body is always in the present moment. You are not. You have the ability to have the illusion of past and future. And it is, it's just an illusion. But it gives you the opportunity to manipulate energy, to decide whether you want something before you actually create it physically. That's pretty cool, isn't it? You ever dreamed about a relationship and fantasized about it? Then after a while you went, no, I don't think that's going to work out. So you don't create it, and you saved yourself a lot of trouble. Well, that's you, the spirit, creating. Take a nice deep breath and give yourself the opportunity to listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Feel your feet on the floor, your skin. This is your body. This is your creative space for this lifetime. And when you are patient and teach the body patience, you can create anything you want. There's an old saying, all things come to those with patience. Sometimes you may have to wait more than one lifetime. Now, we want to end our meditation today with what we believe meditation is all about, and that is your communication with your God. We do not define God for you. You define God for yourself. So, again, be grounded. Be in the center of your head. And I'd like for you to get the image of a bright gold sun right above your head. And just let that gold light flow into and through your body. And this enhances and raises your vibration to enhance your communication with your God. Turn within and say hello to your God, receiving a hello in return. And I'm going to give you a silent moment for your communication with your God. You can be specific about something you're being impatient about and receive help to enhance your patience. Or you can simply have a quiet communion. Take a nice deep breath. Bring your attention back to the center of your head if you left. Enhance your grounding by just sending more energy down your grounding cord. You might want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee to bring your attention back to the physical world. And you can release that gold energy down your grounding cord if you'd like to, or you can continue to allow this vibration in your body for a while. Be here in the present moment, here and now with your body. When you're ready, just open your eyes. And hello, 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 hello. And if anyone has trouble with patience, come and talk to me. I can tell you lots of stories about the importance of patience.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.